Hyderabad cybercrime team make arrests in online gaming fraud. Cybercrime teams based in Hyderabad, India, have found international online gaming fraud that involves several countries in the region and has been run through the betting operator Dafabet. The investigation was started after a local resident complained about a small loss following an interaction with a telecaller representing the Dafabet betting platform. Following the investigation, the police arrested a man called Harish Goyal, who had been operating the fraudulent scheme from Dubai and the Philippines for Dafabet organizers. During a raid on Goyal, the cybercrimes team found a cash haul of ~1.4 crore, more than 50 debit cards, and 36 checkbooks. Related: China stands strong against illegal gambling and fraud. Betting platform performed illicit transactions. The details of the scheme, as described by the cybercrime team, showed that Goyal set up offices throughout the region and would use telesales operators to obtain bank details from customers wishing to place a wager. These bank details were then passed on to a number of Dafabet organizers, who proceeded to make a series of illicit transactions using this account information. The police have also stated that Goyal was arrested in Delhi, and the police had obtained permission to move him to a local jurisdiction. During this process, Goyal has absconded, and the cybercrime team has since applied for a warrant to try and recapture Goyal to face justice in Hyderabad. Founded in 2004, Dafabet has become one of the more popular live online casinos and betting brands, making multiple partnerships and associations with high-profile teams and stars in the sporting world. This alleged potential fraud on customers carried out by Dafabet organizers is believed to be intricate and wide-ranging, covering countries including the Philippines, Dubai, Hong Kong, and China. Sophisticated setup leaves telecallers unaware. The cybercrimes team said the perpetrators of this fraud set up offices across the region that looked and acted like legitimate enterprises. They then employed telesales employees to contact potential customers, who were then subjected to fraudulent activities. The telesales callers were also described as victims by the police, as they were unaware that they were part of an online fraud scheme.